From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Crews continue to try to raise water levels in storage pools at Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant. Emergency workers hope to soon restore power needed to run pumps that are used to cool spent fuel rods in the pools. More than 450,000 Japanese citizens are displaced by the earthquake and tsunami that created Japan's nuclear crisis. They remain in shelters as medicine and other emergency supplies begin to dwindle. NPR's Jason Bulbian says conditions are not as dire north of the quake zone.
There are only a limited number of people who are actually in shelters. There's a fair amount of damage right along the low-lying parts of Hachinohe, but most people have moved in with family, with relatives. There are some people who are in shelters. They were people who were right on the coast, and their houses were completely destroyed from some communities right along the coast. But even here, you know, around me, there are boats that are strewn up onto land. Big, massive boats, you know, the big fishing boats, and they're pushed all the way up into the streets, and many of the buildings along here are damaged. But this was mainly an industrial park in the low-lying areas here, so there are not that many people who were displaced this far up in this part of Japan.
NPR's Jason Bobian in the northern Japanese city of Hachinohe. Chinese shoppers are buying up salt in stores, fearing that will protect against radiation from Japan. From Beijing, NPR's Louisa Lim says the panic buying is playing out even though radiation levels have not increased.
This run on salt is a sign of the barely suppressed panic Chinese are feeling about Japan's nuclear crisis. Shelves in supermarkets across China have been stripped clean of iodized salt. This after rumors swirled that sea salt had been tainted with radiation. Others believe table salt can protect against radiation, despite health ministry statements to the contrary. Articles in the state-run media aimed at calming the public appear to have backfired. In some places, salt prices jumped tenfold. Now, with no salt left to buy, Chinese shoppers have shifted their attention to panic buying soya sauce. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Asian markets have posted solid gains, and the yen retreated after surging to historic highs. The benchmark Nikkei is up nearly 3%. The United Nations Security Council is giving the green light for Allied forces to launch airstrikes against Libya.
The future of Libya should be decided by the people of Libya.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the Security Council vote of 10-0 with 5 abstentions is designed to protect civilians that have been targeted by Muammar Gaddafi's regime. France says it is preparing to take swift action, and Gaddafi is threatening retaliation, saying attacks on the rebel stronghold of Benghazi could come today. This is NPR News. The U.S. government can keep operating for another few weeks under the latest stopgap spending bill. The temporary plan is aimed at giving Republicans and Democrats more time to try to work out a final spending deal for the remaining 6 months of the current fiscal year. The stopgap measure approved Thursday by lawmakers authorizes an additional $6 billion in spending cuts. The housing slump in California continued in February. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports that many homeowners in the state saw the value of their homes drop even further.
The median home price in California was $244,000 in February. That's up 2% from the prior month, but down 2% from a year ago, according to the real estate tracking firm DataQuick. The median price has declined on a year-over-year basis for 5 consecutive months. Foreclosure resales and short sales, in which buyers sell their homes for less than they owe, continue to make up a large segment of the market. The average mortgage payment that home buyers committed themselves to paying last month was $1,033. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Most House Republicans and Democrats are united in their concern about pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan too early. The House voted 231-93 against a resolution to withdraw U.S. troops from the country by the end of the year. Opponents of the measure say pulling forces out too soon could lead to dire consequences, including another 9/11-style attack on U.S. soil. Lawmakers supporting a pullout say the U.S. has to stop spending money on a nation led by corrupt officials and needs to start dealing with rising deficits at home. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.